This is On Target Dance Party Radio with your host, Maude Marty.
A little bit of soul will wash away your lipstick on my face. But a little bit of soul will never, 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 ever erase the pain in my heart and my eyes as I go through the lonely hills. A little bit of soul will never wash away my tears. A little bit of soul will wash away your powder from my chin. A little bit of soul. Away my tears.
Have you heard when love begins to die? It'll leave someone to cry.
Night and day.
Like a bird, you left your robin nest. And just like all the rest, you flew away.
A little bit of soul will take away your perfume eventually. But a little bit of soul.
You are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, and Forgotten Gems. From the 50s through the 60s to the early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM with the occasional LP-only track. And now your host, Maude Marty.
Wow, you are in for a treat this week. We've got such a great show. Started everything off with the Jarmels, the very first release of A Little Bit of Soap, 1961, written by Burt Burns, going under the pseudonym Burt Russell. When Burt Burns started the Bang label in 1965, he recorded it again with the Exciters and had a fairly big hit with it. It has been covered many, many times, about 40 times to be exact, and the Jarmel's version was sampled by De La Soul. It came out in the US on the Lorry label. I played it for you on the Canadian Quality label.
Jump back, baby, jump back.
Oh, jump back, baby.
Shooby dooby doo da day. Stevie Wonder having some fun with words on the Tamla Motown label. And before that, Jump Back, radio disc jockey turned recording artist, father of Carla Thomas, Rufus Thomas on the Stax label.
And a Roebuck catalog. Oh, yes, it was. Mama took in washing to make money to feed our face. Daddy took the money to buy himself a little taste. He used to say, son, of seals and a Roebuck catalog. Yes, it will. As I think back on my school days, going in lockers, taking lunches, didn't have money to buy my own. I took sandwiches by the bunches. One day Mrs. William called me and made me write it on the blackboard 500 times. For a long time. Yeah, I had a hard time, yo. Born with a wooden spoon in my mouth. Yeah, I came up the hard way, not the highway. Yeah, but I think this is gonna be the year for underprivileged children. All right.
Clarence Carter slipped, tripped, and fell in love on the Atlantic label. Before that, Joe Tex was born with a wooden spoon on the Atco label and started that set off with Pow City. Freddie Scott on the Marlin label.
Hey, little girl, can I carry your balloon? On the street.
down to down, papa. Do down, down, do down.
I was zipping along on my new machine, just digging the air and the country scene, till I saw her riding in the back of me, and I heard her singing this melody.
Papa, papa, do down, down, papa, do down, do down, papa, do down, down, papa, do down, do down.
She kept tooting her horn.
I guess you could say that we dabbled a little bit in the bubblegum genre there, which, you know, is fine. I've come to find that there's actually a lot of really great bubblegum out there. You just heard The Tokens, It's a Happening World on the Warner Brothers label. Before that, The Third Rail, which is one of a few different bands that the Super K production team of Levine and Resnick put together. Joey Levine on vocals there. He was also the vocalist for the 1910 Fruit Gum Company, who famously did a lot of the sort of very sugary, sticky, sticky, and yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy stuff. but also fantastic stuff like the work that they did with the Kaznat and Katz fighter squadron, such as Picking Up Sticks. This track is called Bapa Do Down Down, and it came out on the Epic label. Started off that set with the Swamp Seeds, Can I Carry Your Balloon, also on the Epic label.
Crazy about a soul city, and you got that soul feeling, but you're a soul man. While the groove is still going, everybody look at you. I want you to give me that soul hand. Everybody's talking about give the drummer some. Look at him. My drummer got so much soul, he just takes what he wants.
From the heart of Canada, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Mod Radio UK. That's modradiouk.net.
Eddie G. Giles. Track's called Soul Feeling. I played both sides. This is one of those records that if you can find two copies, if you're a DJ and you play this out, you can play both sides. They blend together perfectly. There's a part where he screams before the end of the first side and into the second side. So there's an overlap there, and when he screams, switch it over and boom, boom, seamless. Fantastic track on the Marco label. Before that, Danny White, Natural Soul Brother, on the Triple S International label, and started that set off with Jeanette White on the A&M label. Track's called Music.
All right, let's back it up a little bit. Come on, let's back it up, brothers. Come on, back it up, brothers.
Jones are.
Sammy Lee, track I played last week. This one's called Nursery Rhymes. I'm gonna put that in my Tongue Twisters Nursery Rhymes and Skip Rope Games suite. That's on the Rampart label. Before that, The Royal Five, an unreleased track that they recorded back in 1965, Don't Stop. It was finally released in 2006 as though it had been released when it was meant to be. The exact same label artwork and the exact same catalog number. It's on the P&L label and started that whole set off with the Royal Kings. Let's do the Tighten Up. And that's on the Reverb label.
I'm gonna tell a story about a crazy scene. Two intrepid fellows in their flying machine. They flew the White Atlantic back in 1919.
It can't be done. They'll perish in the sea. Who do they think they are?
Old Cock and Brown, that was their name. And on that day they first found fame. Old Cock and Brown flew from Newfoundland to the Emerald Isle. Yes, they came down and they
The Rascals, track's called Sea, S-E-E, on the Atlantic label. Before that, New Colony 6, they are the much less manufactured, much more DIY version of Paul Revere and the Raiders. They had a very similar shtick where they dressed up like 18th century military. The track I played was called Free on the Mercury label. Started that whole set off with something really interesting. A band originally called The Neutrons changed their name to The Forbidden, and then after what looks like a lot of personnel changes, became St. John's Wood. They were brought into the record studio to record Alcock and Brown, but the name Balloon Busters was chosen for the release of the single to tie in with the theme of the song. Pilot John William Alcock and his navigator, Lieutenant Arthur Witten Brown, were the first to complete a non-stop transatlantic flight from St. John's, Newfoundland to Ireland in 1919. Balloon busters was a colloquial term that referred to military pilots known for destroying manned enemy observation balloons during World War I. Now, the thing that I find most interesting about this is that it came out on the Chess label. They're a British band with a very British song who recorded and released this track in Chicago on a label, I might add, that is predominantly known for soul, R&B, and blues. Weird and wonderful.
She can be. She's a girl that means so much to me. I've got to have her. I've got to have her. I love this girl. I love her so. I'll never, never, ever let her go. I've got to have her.
You might as well enjoy yourself. since I never ever loved nobody, nobody else. My love is true.
Five Stair Steps, Who Do You Belong To, on the Buddha label, and The Emperors before that, I've Gotta Have Her, on the Mala label. I'm going to leave you off now with Willie Mitchell, fantastic mod organ-driven track called Bad Eye, on the High label.
This has been On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count, with yours truly, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM. Or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.